America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome in on a Wednesday. So, Rico, may I offer a PSA?
Yes,
I think
sir.
That's the way we need to start today, Rico.
Okay.
You and I, we are men of responsibility, are we not?
We are.
So, if you're tuning in to hear me or Rico yell and scream about J-Mo, it's just not going to happen. I mean, the story broke about 5:15 yesterday. We had very limited time with it. We did not in real time have the ability, you know, the body cam stuff, all this. Let me just set the table, because what I've listened to on this station today from many of you in listener lands has been the height of absurdity. We are not trading Jameson Williams. We are not cutting Jameson Williams. We are not done with Jameson Williams. These are all ridiculous overreactions. Here's the other thing we're not going to do. We're not going to pretend he's perfect. We're not going to make him the victim. And we're not going to have tinfoil Oliver Stone conspiracies that people are out to get him. This is all nonsense. And yet 9 of every 10 callers I heard on the morning show and midday show have peddled like a spice merchant in nonsense. Guys, it's very simple. He's not getting suspended this year. Do you know what the NFL does with situations like this? They wait. They let the legal process play out. I don't know if he will be charged. That's on Wayne County now. And that will take some time. How do we know that? Because Kim Worthy just said that. Dan Campbell has said, we're giving him every chance. We're going to extend the rope and just let him grab onto it and work his way back. So, Rico, here is where I've arrived at. You tell me if I'm insane. The only thing I'm doing now is this. Nothing. I'm simply going to wait, because I don't need to make a decision on J-Mo until the spring regarding his fifth-year option. I'm not going to come on the air today and throw a gauntlet down and say, I'm not picking that up. Why? What if he balls out the rest of the year?
Mm-hmm.
What if there are no charges? What if it's all good? What if the team wins the Super Bowl? Now, the only thing I've said to you is there's a good pile and a naughty pile. And Brad Holmes is Santa Claus. J-Mo's in the naughty pile in that I'm not paying you early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kirby Joseph, I'm going to pay you. I don't have to worry about Kirby getting arrested. You know, Amon-Ra, I didn't worry about him. Penei Sewell, didn't worry about him. Aiden, certainly, once he proves healthy. Right. That's going to be a mega extension. But I just can't believe the amount of people calling up. And look, I have every right to be critical of J-Mo that I'm tired of his nonsense, but he's valuable to my football team. He makes no money. And nothing's going to happen right now. Like, people, when you call a radio show and you talk to Rico, you talk to me, I am done with it. What exactly does that mean? Do you not celebrate the touchdowns he's going to score? Do they not count? Is there an alt line on FanDuel you're betting?
Oh, we should trade him. Whoa, hold on. Let me work with me. You want to deal him the week of the trade deadline when the player's value's never been lower. Huh? Now, if you're tuning into the afternoon show to hear any of that, that's not happening.
Yeah, you get about a seventh round pick in 2028.
Conditional.
Right. Because of, yeah.
But am I wrong?
No.
Am I being too laissez-faire about this?
No, I just think it's part of the times that we live in that everything has to be in the extreme. Did he screw up? Yeah. I mean, you heard Dan Campbell saying, the paraphrase. Yeah, it's frustrating. Like, I don't want to have to be going through this, but I have to come up here as the head coach and acknowledge, yes, my player screwed up. He should have known better. He put himself in a bad situation. Am I tired of talking about him? If you could see Dan Campbell's thought bubbles, hell yes, I'm tired of talking about him. I want to talk about some fake trade and jump up and down and do all of this stuff and troll you. But instead, we're doing this again for the same person again. And yes, I think down the line, he is hurting his money. His paper will be affected by this because when him and his agent walk into there, you best believe that Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, but wait, we have a PowerPoint presentation. Right. On this day, you did this. On this day, you did that.
Right.
You're not going to get rid of him because you don't have to. He's cheap. If anything, you ride him till the wheels fall off. And once they fall off, they fall off, and you go get another receiver.
And understand, when I say I don't want to pick up the fifth-year option, that option lies somewhere between $15 and $20 million. I'm just not going to make that type of commitment until I have to, which will be springtime, and we will have that conversation then. In the here and now, no, I'm better with J-Mo, and we can be frustrated. We can be disappointed. We can have opinions long-term about him that I'm not going to make him a $150 million player, but Rico, I guess for me, I just couldn't believe it. And I happened to be in the car more than usual today. And I'm just like, what planet are these people on? I don't have to like J-Mo to use him. I don't have to like what he does. Mm-hmm. But he makes my team better. And as long as there's not a problem in the locker room, I'm just not going to have any of the nonsense about trading him or you're done with him. No, you're not. Because the minute he's in Houston 2 weeks from now and he catches a 53-yard touchdown pass, are you sure you're done? Mm-hmm. You sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, he's one of your guys. Because, yeah, you forget all about the past discretions, everything that they did.
That's
exactly.
Right. Teams go to the middle of the field. Good job by me. Your mom's a whore. All right.
Yeah, but you forget about everything because you know
better
what?
Job done by me.
You know what? During that playoff run that the Tigers had, nobody talked about the Astros cheating scandal and who was the coach of that team, who was the
That's
manager.
Right.
You didn't. Why? He's your guy now. J-Mo scores, you're going to celebrate. I think this is just long term. That if I'm the Lions, I'm riding you till the wheels fall off. And once they fall off, once you're done, we're going to be done. This relationship has term limits.
And that's okay. So that's the question, I guess, for the people, Rico. Is it fair? Hey, how about this? If we've missed the mark on our approach with this, you know the phone number.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
248-539-9797. I think, Rico, you just said it best. Everything with J-Mo with this incident is long-term, because my reaction to this would be totally different if he were suspended now. Meaning, the PED thing is a separate issue, and I've worked my way around it. Am I happy about it? No. I just said I'm not paying him long-term. Now you find out about this happening, and you go, okay, fine. The fifth-year option's a conversation we will have internally in the spring. But I don't believe the NFL is going to suspend him this year. I don't believe we will even know if charges exist in any like near term. So therefore, why am I supposed to overreact? I'm not. Yeah. My reaction is, I can't trust the guy, but I got to work with him because he makes me better. And I want to give him an opportunity to be better. He's 23. I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But it's a lot, all of it, whether it was the fireworks, whether it's the speeding, whether it's the being where you shouldn't be, whether it's the gambling, whether it's being in Vegas the day after the gambling suspension. Look, all of it just adds up. It's all maturity, and they have a strong locker room. I'm willing to bet on Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and Amon-Ra and Jared Goff. I'm betting on the leadership group, and I wish we had TJ Lang here with us today, because TJ, and a lot of the conversations I've had with TJ over the years, Rico, it comes down to the veterans in that locker room, the leadership council. There's usually 5-6 guys. Those are the guys that run that room. And those are the guys that be able to sit down a player like this and go, here's the deal. It's bigger than you. It's more than you. So get right.
See, I wonder if the leadership has already talked to him, or he's just not listening, because this isn't the first time. I mean, leadership is... All right, after the whole gambling thing and you went off to Vegas, hey, come here.
Right, what are you doing?
That's a bad look, okay? Let's not do this again. Leadership is at whatever Halloween party, whoa. You know what? Go change.
It don't dress as a prisoner when you're already suspended and you know you... Look, first of all...
Yeah, nobody's trying to free you because you put yourself in this situation.
And here's the other thing. The officers, by all account, were trying to do the right thing. They had a supervisor who, by the way, it's called chain of command. They had a supervisor, sergeant, lieutenant, whatever it was, who's an Uber Lions fan, who decided to swoop in and try to fix this thing. Those officers were trying to do the right thing. And you don't have to like that. But the reality is, you can't be giving breaks and then the next guy down the line doesn't get that break. Yes, celebrities get some preferential treatment. But J-Mo, and I heard Wojo talk about it last night, and I want to give Bob credit. I bust his ass. I make fun of Bob. But when Bob makes a good point, which is rare, it's like one of your eclipses, I do want to savor it. He said it. J-Mo's trying to play it both ways a little bit now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the same thing, he goes, well, I play for the Detroit Lions, and I love being part of this community. I love being out with my people. I want to live my life. Cutscene. Man, I live in Detroit. Of course I have a gun. Now, hold on a minute. Now.
Right.
Come on now.
I'm out there passing along stuff and doing stuff. I'll give the officers, like, because I saw some of the body cams. Officers did everything that they could. I mean, just not, sir, I need you to do this. I'm going to handcuff you. I got to put you in the back of the car. Oh, man. Sir, I understand. You're going to have to talk to somebody about that. I can't talk to you about this, but I'm going to put you in the back here. We're going to get you some help. We're going to do this. Right. So, yeah, this was him putting himself in a bad situation. What were you? I mean,
I'll say it again.
Because it always boils down. Like, what were you doing? Like, why did you two feel the need to
look?
To
he's
drive
made the better part
lake.
Of $15 million as a professional. Okay, so the way I see things, this is cut and dry. If you feel the need, and I'm not even going to ask J-Mo to change his life. If you feel the need that in your daily life you need to carry, that's fine. I have no issue. Hire a driver who's licensed. Who carries? Hire two of them. If you need to be places, if you need to be out and about, and you need multiple firearms on your person, pay somebody to do it. You'll never have a legal issue. You'll never have to take responsibility for pulling the trigger. You'll never get caught speeding. You'll never get a Dewey. You'll never be in any trouble. And I don't care if you're an actor, a musician, an athlete, whatever it is, hire a driver. Not a big deal. So that would be my advice. But I'm not going to yell and scream about it today. It's just another thing. And I'm ready to have him play in Houston. And I'm chasing a Super Bowl. Now, if anything happens after this, that's going to be a different conversation. But in the here and now, Rico, I don't see a suspension. So, like, my question to you and the audience at large is, what am I supposed to be upset by today? Like, what am I supposed to yell and scream about? He's not being suspended for this, to our knowledge. So if I have him available and I've made peace with the fact he's not going to play here for 10 years, that right now I probably don't pick up his fifth year option, what am I supposed to yell about?
Right. Now, the suspension, I don't know, because I guess the NFL would have to investigate an alliance. There's precedent of something like this happened. It was Marshawn Lynch back in 2009, a couple years after he had, he got caught with a handgun in the car. They also rolled down the window, smelled marijuana. Mm-hmm. He ended up getting a 3-game suspension over having the handgun in the car. So I can't say that nothing will happen.
Right, I'm saying today.
But today,
as
right.
I sit here.
Right.
Look, when Ian Rappaport says the NFL has a tenor today that's probably different than the past, they're going to wait for the law to do their thing. It sounds like to me that won't be anytime soon.
Right.
Now, obviously, if he got suspended the week of a playoff game, I'm going to have a different
right.
mindset.
And yeah, and for Lynch, he ended up being suspended. I think it happened in the offseason, so it ended up being the first 3 games. So there was time right. allowed to let this thing play out.
248-539-9797. I mean, I can ask you an easy question of where you're at with the JMO thing. And if you think Rico and I are wrong for not overreacting, for not yelling and screaming, and for denouncing any nonsense talk about trading or getting rid of this kid, you can call us out. I don't care. But I mean it from the bottom of my soul. What am I supposed to yell and scream about today? Because the reality is I don't really care about Jameson Williams. I don't really care about any of these athletes. I care if you can play. And as long as he's on that field in Houston, I don't need to care. I'm not his financial manager. I'm not dependent on J-Mo. And if J-Mo costs himself $150 million, that's a YP, not an MP. So you tell me. Talk to the people next. Does that work for you?
That works for
me. Can you fit that in your calendar?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.